非常的 impress.
He was not trying to impress his readers.
说好像他们这些的门徒跟耶稣基督是有多么亲密的这样子的关系。
That how close the disciples were with Jesus.
或者是说他们是怎么样非常清楚的记得耶稣基督跟他们在一起的时候，他们是记得如此的清楚。
Or how clearly and vividly they remembered Jesus when he was with them.
其实约翰试着表明的是耶稣基督的确是带有人的这样子的身体来到了这个世界。
What John was trying to say here is Jesus did born as a man. He has a physical body when he came to the world.
诺斯底主义到底在讲什么？其实不是我们今天这个早上能够说的清楚的。
The content of Gnosticism is not the key, is not what we can explain fully here today.
但是他们所相信的其中的一点是这样子。But
one thing that they believed is as follows.
他们有一种简单的这种二元论会说，凡是关乎精神的都是好的，关乎肉体的都是不好。
They have a simple understanding that all spiritual things are good and all physical things are bad.
那么既然上帝是一个完美的神，所以呢，他不可能带有一个肉体。Therefore,
since God is a perfect being, a perfect spiritual existence, he cannot have a physical body.
所以这样子的想法在教会当中开始流传起来的时候呢， 约翰作为他最后活着的一个使徒，必须全力的来反击。
John at that time as the last living apostle had to argue back.
所以我们如果去看这个约翰他在写这个约翰二书的时候，他会这样子说。And
we can see in Second John, he said.
在第四章的第一节到第三节，他说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，一切的灵你们不可都信，总要试验那些灵是出于神的，不是，因为世上有许多假先知已经出来了。凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，就是出于神的。从此你们可以认出。” 所以从此你们可以认出神的灵来，凡灵不认耶稣，就不是出于神，这是那敌基督的灵。你们从前听见他要来，现在已经在世上。In
1 John chapter 4 verse 1 through 3 it says, Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in flesh is from God, but every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and even now is already in the world.
特别注意第二节那个地方，他用正面的叙述的方式，他说：“凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，就是出于神的。”
And pay special attention to verse 2. It says, "This is how." It says, "Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in flesh is from God."
同样在约翰二书的第七节，他会这样子说。
And same thing in Second John chapter 7, it says,
他说，因为世上有许多迷惑人的出来，他们不认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，这就是那迷惑人的敌基督的。
I say this because many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have gone out into the world. Any such person is the deceiver and the antichrist.
所以他在这个地方用一个负面的方式来陈述同样一个道理。So
here it says the same thing, but in a negative way.
正因为诺斯底主义拒绝承认耶稣基督带有一个肉身来到这个世界。
Because Gnosticism denied that Jesus came in flesh.
所以, 约翰会在, 约翰一书, 约翰二书, 包括约翰福音里面, 这样子的来描述, 耶稣基督。
John addressed those concerns in his books.
他不但是正面的来确认, 这个耶稣基督道成了肉身, 他同时也用负面的陈述的方式, 来谴责那些拒绝承认耶稣是道成肉身来的人。
Not only did he confirm positively that Jesus did come in flesh, he also denies those who said that Jesus didn't come in flesh in the negative way.
而耶稣基督诞生的这个故事，也正是早期教会来述说耶稣基督道成肉身这件事情的一个见证。
And the nativity story of Jesus Christ is one of the testimonies that the early church used to prove that he did came in flesh.
我们现在继续要来看我们今天的这段的经文。
And now let's continue in our scripture today.
这个上个礼拜所看的第二章的第一节到七节。
Chapter 2, verse 1 through 7, which we read last week, is an historical event. It happened at a divinely appointed time in history.
也正是在罗马帝国掌管整个地中海的这一段时间。
When Rome have complete control around the Mediterranean Sea.
虽然罗马他并不晓得这些的皇帝，他并不晓得他是上帝的手中的一个工具。
Though the Roman Empire didn't recognize.
但是因为罗马帝国 这个希望这个所有的人都能够这个报名上册，就像有一个census一样，所以这个玛利亚还有约瑟，他们就必须回到伯利恒城。That
he was an agent in God's work, and because of the census he was trying to do, Mary and Joseph returned to the city of Bethlehem.
而也因此就应验了耶稣这个圣经里面所说。
And that fulfills the prophecy in the Old Testament that the descendants of the offspring of David need to be born in the city of Bethlehem.
路加在二章的第八节到第二十节就继续的告诉我们这个故事的另外一个场景。
And verse 8 through 20 tells us another scene of this the story.
这个场景是发生在伯利恒的野外。
It happened in a field outside of the town Bethlehem.
但是这个场景到后面会看见他最后和这个马槽的这个故事连接在一起。
And you will see it actually connects to the story that happened in the manger.
在马槽里面我们看见
In the manger, we saw the Lord Jesus and his humble beginnings.
这整段的我们今天要看的经文，其实它只有一个主要的这个只有一个主线。
This whole passage have a very clear outline.
我如果试着看这个 PowerPoint 的时候呢, 你就看见我把一些的字highlight的那个的一下。
If you refer to the slides, I've highlighted some of the words.
所以他那里说，天使对他们说，或者是说我报给你们大喜的信息，然后天兵还有天使们就赞美上帝说，然后呢，接下来还有很多天使如此说，这个牧羊人如此听见。 天使向他们所说的，他们就因为这天使所说的，他们就归荣耀给神。
And as you can see, the scripture says, and the angel said to them, I bring you good news the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child, and shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, and as it had been told them. So this passage today is centered around this good news.
在这一段经文里，我们只需要今天我们只需要这个关注在其中的三个小的段落里面。
And we will focus on the three separate parts of this message.
是在第十节和第十一节的地方。
The first part is in verse 10 and 11.
第二个部分是在第十四节的地方。
And the second part is verse 14.
然后接下来还有第十九节和第二十节。
And last one being verse 19 and 20.
因为经文不多，所以我们就把这几节稍微再重新念一下。我们先来看这第一个小段是在第十节和第十一节的地方。
Let's first turn to verse 10 and 11.
我们用我们一起来读，请。那天使对他们说：“不要惧怕。”我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因为今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。 那在第十节的地方，其实这个圣经里面用了一个字来说，这个天使把大好的信息传给了这个牧羊人。
In verse 10, it says that the angel brought good news to the shepherds.
这个字在希腊文里面其实只是一个动词而已。
Here, the word good news is actually just one verb in the Greek.
在犹太人使用的这个旧约圣经里面，那个使用的这个七十四译本里面呢，它是用来描述上帝将人从这个一个不好的环境里面拯救出来的一个消息。
In Septuagint, it describes how describes the deliverance of God's people.
像这样子的经文，你可以在像以赛亚书或者是在诗篇里面都看得见。
You will see a lot of the use of this word in the book of Isaiah and Psalms.
而这个同样这个字呢？在当时的这个罗马世界里面呢，也有它的一个重要性。
And this word also carries certain weight in the Roman society.
所以当凯撒奥古斯都这个罗马皇帝降生的时候呢，有这样子的一个碑文或者是一个报告这个说。
When the Emperor Augustus was born, they also sent out a report.
说要告诉你们一个大好的消息，奥古斯都降生，他是你们的救主。
It says that there is a good news that the Emperor Augustus was born and he's arriving as a savior for you.
所以路加在这个地方用了类似的语言来描述耶稣基督的降生。
So Luke used very similar wordings to describe the birth of Jesus Christ.
来描述另外一个王的另外一种的王的降生。
Because he is the king, a different kind of king.
虽然这样子的历史的背景也许很有意思，但是更重要的乃是路加自己怎么样来描述耶稣基督。
Though the historic context was very interesting, what's more important is how Luke himself described Jesus Christ.
路加基本上在这段的经文里面用了三个这个头衔他给耶稣基督三个头衔。
He used three words to describe Jesus' identity.
第一，他说他是救主。
First one is he is the savior.
这个字在旧约犹太人的用法里面主要都是在讲耶稣讲上帝他是救主。
In the Old Testament, it was a word that used to describe God himself. He is the Savior.
那么在第二个头衔里面讲到说他是主。
And the second title was Lord.
再一次在其实是译本里面这个字都是用来翻译那个上帝这个字。
Again, in the Old Testament, it was described, it was used to describe God.
或者是翻译这个耶和华，我们平常说的这个字。
Or used as a translation of the name Yahweh.
他的第三个头衔乃是基督。
And the third title was Christ.
那这个基督这个字，它原来的意思就是那个被高立的这么一个人。
And its original meaning was the anointed one.
这可能需要稍微有一点解释，因为我们平常是没有这种的习惯。
I may need a little bit more explanation because we don't have this tradition.
在犹太人的历史里面，当上帝拣选某一个人做君王，或者是做祭司，或者是让他当先知。
In the Jewish tradition, when God chooses someone to be a king, a prophet, or a 祭司是吗？
king, priest,
or high priest.
Yeah. 那这时候啊，神会差遣一个人为他来高立。
God will send someone to anoint him.
意思就是说，他们会拿这个香油、香膏抹在这个人头上，那个油会从他头上流下来。
Meaning that, they will put oil on his head, which will flow down his body.
这代表了这是上帝所拣选的这么一个人。
That marks the chosen one of God.
所以当这个字用在耶稣基督的身上的时候。
When this word was used on Jesus Christ,
在路加的心目当中,
in Luke's heart,
他指的就是那一位受膏者。
He was pointing to that one anointed one.
在早期的时候，虽然这个名词、这个词被用在许多不同的人身上，好像一个普通的名词一样。
Though the same word was used on different person in the early days,
但是在耶稣那个时代，在两约中间，犹太人已经开始兴起了这样的想法，就是有这么一位特别的人物，神要拣选他来拯救以色列的百姓。
But in Jesus' time, in between the Old Testament and the New One, there was this concept among the Jews that there's one specific anointed one that will come and save. That will come and save them.
所以这个基督这个字从一个普通的名词就变成了一个特别的专有的名词。
So Christ, this word, changed from a general term to a very specific, word.
这三个头衔把它连在一起的时候。
And when one chains those three titles together.
我们可以说在路加，特别是如果你看路加他所写的路加福音和使徒行传当中，
We can see in Luke's letters, both Luke and Acts,
他是在描述这个婴儿耶稣，他是一个神圣蒙拣选的王来拯救他的百姓。
He described Jesus Christ as a divine chosen king to save his people.
第二，我们现在要来看第二个的小的段落是第十四节。
And the second section we are going to take a look at is in verse 14.
好，我们再一次一起的来念第十四节，请。在至高之处，荣耀归于神。在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。这个第十四节，如果你只是随意的看一下的时候，你也许会觉得它好像是一个平衡的句子。
So if you look at this verse casually, it may seem to be a very balanced sentence.
好像一方面，这个你可以看见上帝得到荣耀。
It seems like on one hand, God gets the glory.
然后人得到平安。
And on the other hand, people get peace.
啊，各取所需啊。
So they all get what they deserved.
但是其实这一段的经文啊，整个的核心其实是在上帝自己身上。
But the core of this verse is all on God Himself.
如果我们有机会看第十三节的时候，十三节实际上就是啊这样子说的。
If you take a look at verse 13, it says,
他说呢，有一队的天兵同那天使就赞美神，然后如此的说。
It says, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying.
那在这个的第二个部，这个后，十四节的这后半段呢，他是讲到说，那些蒙上帝眷顾的人会得到这样子的平安。
And also in the second half of verse 14, it talks about only those with whom he is pleased will have peace.
这个句子的用法在犹太人当中其实就是说
this sentence structure in Jewish context means
这些蒙上帝平安蒙上帝赐给平安的这些乃是那些属于他的百姓的这些人。
It means that those who would have peace are people who belong to God.
所以在这里的经文里面，我们看见他很清楚地告诉我们，上帝的平安乃是特别给那些愿意来归向上帝的这些人。
So God's peace is only given to those who chose to follow Him.
所以虽然耶稣基督来到这个世界是为所有的人来，
So though Jesus Christ came to the world for all the people,
但是并不是所有的人都能得到他来的好处。
But not all can benefit from his coming.
当这个耶稣基督在降生在这个马槽里面的时候，
When Jesus was born in the manger,
我们也会看见不同的人会有不同的反应。
We will see different people had different responses.
我们现在先就看十九节到第二十节，我们一起来念。请。
玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。牧羊的人回去了，因所听见、所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的。就归荣耀于神，赞美他。
在十九节的这个经文里面，他使用了一个连接词，中文是说，玛利亚却把这一切事都存在心里。
In verse 19, it starts with the word but.
这个连接词就把第十八节那些其他人的反应。看玛利亚她的反应做了一个对比。
And it drew contrast between the others' responses in verse 18, between Mary's response in verse 19.
那里讲到玛利亚把这些事情都存在心里，并且反复的思想。
It says that, Mary put all those thoughts in her heart and thought about those.
然后这个字在那个的意思，它实际上是说一个人试着把一些这些的，你可以说不同的事件还有资讯，试着把它组成一个完整的了解。
It felt like Mary tried to put all the pieces of understanding together to understand the whole picture.
然后呢，在第二十节的地方就讲到这些的牧羊人，他们这个用一个非常正面的态度来回应他们所看见的事情。
And also in verse 20, we see the shepherds responded in a very positive way to the message.
所以他们就好像那个天使在十三节、十四节那里一样，他们就开始 归荣耀给神，赞美神。
Like the heavenly hosts described in verse 13 and 14, they started to glorify and praising God.
所以我们今天的经文啊，这个大概有这样子的三点的。
So those were the three sections of today's scripture.
第一，这个耶稣基督他具有这样子三重的身份。
One, Jesus Christ have those three titles.
他是救主，他是弥赛亚，他是主。
He is the Savior, the Messiah, and the Lord.
而我们的听到这个消息的时候，我们会有不同的反应。
And we can have different responses hearing this message.
玛利亚和这个牧羊人，他们代表的是那些有信心的这个反应。
Mary and the shepherds represents the faithful response.
毫无疑问的，像这些的这个牧羊人，他们是用他们欢喜快乐的赞美，还有他们向别人来宣扬这个故事。反映出他们的信心。
The shepherds' joyful praises and them sharing the gospel among others show their faith.
而玛利亚毫无疑问的也是被归类在这个有信心的人当中。
And for sure, Mary is also included in the faithful ones.
因为她在二十一节的时候就看到她照着上帝的吩咐，将耶稣基督取名为耶稣。
Because you can see later in the passage, she gave the name Jesus.
这一段的经文也我们看见这个天使他的反应。
And we also saw angels' reaction.
让这个神在这整个的故事里面得到荣耀。
Giving glory to God in this whole story.
而凡是愿意成为上帝子民的人，也能够得到这样子的平安。
And all who are willing to become God's children will have this peace.
我们看见这故事里面，他会用这样子的话来说明整个事件的发生。
And we saw this a little verse was used to describe how the event happened.
他会说，正如像他们所说的，这些事情就发生了。
It says just as was spoken.
那路加福音，路加就用这样子的一个叙述来让我们看见上帝在整个的故事当中是这个扮演掌管整个事件发生的那个神。
Just as was spoken by the angels, and we can see that Luke pictures God as the one who's in control of all of these happening.
所以他要告诉他的读者说，上帝是信实的。
So he's trying to tell his readers that God is faithful.
也因此上帝是配得我们的这个赞美。
And he deserves all our praises.
好了，今天已经把这个故事这个发生在2000年前的故事讲完。
So we've finished talking about a story that happened 2000 years ago.
耶稣基督的确是已经降生了，但是这却不是这个故事的一个结局。
Jesus was born, but that's not the end of the story.
甚至也不是上帝救赎人类那个的最高潮。
And it's not a climax of God's salvation.
玛利亚那天所看见的那个故事和我们今天所看见的那个故事。
The event Mary saw back in the days and the event that we saw today.
比起上帝要在我们的生命里面所做的事情来说，那是微不足道。
Compared to what God what God is going to do in our lives is trivial.
对一些人来说，圣诞节只是一个快乐的节期。
For some, Christmas is just a happy holiday.
但是对我来说，它却有另外一个严肃的一面。
But to me, there's a more serious side to the story.
这个圣诞节的好消息，其中所提到的人所能得到的这个平安跟喜乐。
The good news of Christmas and the joy and peace it mentions that we can have.
这样子的好处，只有当耶稣基督诞生在我们的心里的时候，
当耶稣基督在我们心中做主的时候，才能够得到实现。
They can only be realized when Jesus was born in our hearts and when he becomes the Lord of our own lives.
今天我们在年尾的时候一起来这个回顾我们的信仰的时候。
Today and the end of this year, when we look back to our faith,
我想真正会令人沮丧和难过的不是因为。
I think what's truly sad and frustrating is not.
不是因为这个购物的季节已经过了。
Because the shopping season has passed.
也不是因为这股票大跌。
Or the stock market dropped.
而是因为我们的信仰当中。存在了极大的危机。
But because there are crises in our faith.
危机是什么呢？
And what is such crisis?
在我告诉你什么是危机之前，让我告诉你什么不是危机。
Before I tell you what it is, I will tell you what it is not.
我们有些人会觉得今天基督教的所危机是许多的逼迫。跟外在的挑战。
Many may think our crisis is the outward persecution and challenges.
也许有人会说，今天基督教的危机是因为这些大学里面都充满了一些这个不信神的这些教授。
Maybe some would say our crisis is that our universities are filled with unbelieving professors.
有些人也许会说。我们信仰的危机是因为现在主流的媒体常常在嘲笑我们的信仰。
Or the mainstream media is looking down our own Christian faith.
或者说有些人会觉得我们的危机是在于我们不确定这个美国的这个最高法院会怎么样来裁定一些关乎信仰自由的案件。
Or the uncertainty of how the Supreme Court will come down on the religious freedom cases.
这些外在的挑战其实是真实的，也是相当的严厉。
Those outward challenges are real and they are serious.
但是，我想我们信仰真正的危机，乃是在于我们的信仰在今天。已经只成为我们生活当中的一种的点缀。
But I think the true crisis in our faith is it becomes just a decorative piece in our life.
在我们的生活里面，我们有许多的的事情。
There are many things in our lives.
如果你看那个看，如果你看不见那个表，它里面就看见说，我们一个人在我们的生活里面会有许多的东西。包括我们的工作。
If you can't read the picture clearly, it basically puts the human being, us, in the center.
娱乐我们的许多的嗜好。
And then there are many circles around us, like work, hobbies, entertainment.
当然其中也包括了教会，也包括了我们的信仰。
Of course, that includes our faith and our church.
但是我们的许多的想法，我们的信仰。在我们的思想里面，只是上帝只是用来帮助我们实现自我的一个部分而已。
But if it feels like God in our lives are just ways to help us realize ourselves.
当我们有这样子的想法，试着觉得我们人生最重要的就是实现自我，而上帝，我们的信仰是帮助我们达成这个实现自我的方法。
When we have the concept of the purpose of our lives is to realize our own values and God is just a mean to an end.
我们就需要非常小心的非常这个努力的来试着 manage 来管理这些不同的这些的的因素，然后我们要来决定给上帝在这整个的计划当中要给上帝有多少的分量。
Then we will continue to try to manage our lives, and then we get to decide how much weight we give to God in our lives.
所以我们有时候会这样子来描述我们这个时代信仰的危机。
So sometimes we will describe the crisis of our faith in this way.
是说我们是一个有救主的信仰。
We will say that we are a faith with a savior.
但是我们却是一个，我们却是一个没有主的信仰。
But our faith is a Lordless faith.
也是一个没有基督的教会。
And our church is a Christless church.
虽然我们知道这些的这个信仰当中，我们都会碰到许多外来的这些挑战。
Though we all know that we will face all the outside challenges in our faith.
但是今天我们却依然有这么一个好消息可以告诉大家。
But today we still have some good news.
耶稣基督他不但降生，他也为我们死，也为我们复活。
Jesus was born, died, and resurrected for us.
但是其中最重要的关键是耶稣基督必须诞生在我们的心中，而不是在2000年前的那个伯利恒的马槽里。
But the key to all of this is that Jesus must be born in our heart, in addition to being born in that manger 2,000 years ago.
所以让我们在未来的这一年有这样子的这样子的心决心。
So in the coming year, let us all have this devotion.
让上帝做我们的上帝。
Let God be God.
让我们成为他的百姓。
And let us be His people.
让耶稣在我们的心里做我们生命的主。
Let Jesus be the Lord of our lives in our hearts.
在2000年的历史当中。基督徒学会了一件事情。
In the 2,000 years of history, Christians learned one thing.
虽然我们的信仰会有许多外在的挑战。
Though there are many outward challenges in our faith.
我们会看见这个世界许多的帝国，它兴起又灭亡。
The worldly kingdoms rose and fell.
许多的逼迫像潮水一样来了又去。
Persecutions came and went.
而那真正我们信仰的保障，那个永恒的保障，乃是在耶稣基督里面。
But the true confirmation of our faith is in Christ.
而我们在他里面就有这样子的永恒的保障。
And we have this eternal security in Him.
我们所有的基督徒今天坐在这个地方。
All the Christians sitting here.
都属于这两千年当中整个圣徒在历史当中的这样子的一个潮流。
We belong to to all the believers in this historical context.
在每一个圣诞节的时候，我们一起来纪念主耶稣基督的诞生。
And during every Christmas, we came to celebrate Jesus' birth.
我们也将颂赞归给上帝。
And we give all the praise to God.
但是这个故事的背后还是需要在我们的生命里面被实践出来。
But the story needs to be a reality in our lives.
我们在每一个的选择当中就反映出我们的信仰。
In all the choices we make in our lives, it reflects our belief.
我们怎么选择我们的职业、我们的婚姻、我们的教会，还有我们的服事。
How do we choose our career, our marriage, our serving, and our church?
我们看怎么样能够这些的选择到底是来帮助我们更靠近神，还是使我们更远离神？
Are those choices drawing us closer to God or pushing us away from Him?
或者我们只希望过一个非常，怎么说呢？一种简洁的、干净的礼拜天去教会的基督徒的生活。
Or are we seeking only a clean and minimalistic Sunday only Christian life?
还是我们希望选择一种生活是和我们的基督徒弟兄姐妹生活在一起，并且愿意用各种的方法 来祝福别人。
Or do we seek a life that is shared among the brothers and sisters we have in the body of Christ and engage us and bless us all the people around us?
我们是希望当我们面对我们的敌人的时候，希望把他们通通消灭，好像约翰啊、这个面对这些撒玛利亚人的时候他所说的一样。
When we face our enemies, do we wish to wipe them out, just like disciple John once was trying to do among the Samaritans?
还是我们愿意将自己摆上当作活祭，来赢得别人归向上帝？
Or are we willing to give our lives as living sacrifices to bring others to God?
我们到底心思在上帝的国度里面？是被上帝来掌管，还是我们希望能够来掌管上帝？
In our hearts, are we willing to give ourselves to be controlled by God, or are we trying to control God?
我们的心思到底把重点放在什么地方？
Where is your mind set on today?
我有一个这个牧师的这个朋友。
I have a pastor friend.
在他还没有成为牧师之前
before he became a pastor,
他买房子的时候，他的选择的这个要求是这样子的。
When he was trying to buy a house, his criteria were.
他说他希望有足够的空间，所以能够这个在家里面。和弟兄姐妹的聚会，能够邀请慕道的朋友到他的家里来聚会。
When it has to, had to have enough space for group meetings and gatherings and inviting people over.
如果呢要有地毯的时候呢，那地毯一定不能够是白色的。
Then if it has to have carpet, then the carpet cannot be white.
因为如果是白色的话呢。到时候心里面就不晓得会不会犹豫，当他要请一些朋友，特别是有小孩子到他家吃饭的时候，他心里面是不是就会犹豫
？Because if he has a white carpet, he might hesitate to invite people, especially little kids, over to his home to eat.
我想这就是为什么他是这个当后来去做传道人，而我只是当长老的原因。
I think that's why he went on to become a pastor, and I'm still an elder here.
如果你今天来检视自己的内心的时候
，If you look deep into your heart today，
如果你发现耶稣基督他并不是在你的生命里面做主做王
，If you found Jesus not being the Lord of your life，
让我们借着2019年
，Let us in 2019。
求神让我们的生命有这样子的一个调整，有这样子的翻转。
Pray that God will change our lives.
让上帝做我们的上帝，让我们做他的子民。
Let God be our God and let us be His people.
让耶稣基督生在我们的心中。
Let Jesus born in our hearts.
让他在我们的生命当中做主。
And let him lord over our lives.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们谢谢你，让我们和弟兄姐妹还有许多家人在这个地方一起团聚，一起的敬拜。
We thank you for bringing us all the brothers and sisters and families here to worship you together.
我们也纪念我们当中许多的人。许多的学生他们在这段时间里面回到他们自己的家中和他们的亲人团聚。
And we remember all the students among us who came back to their own homes and unite with their families.
愿你在这个季节里面所赐给我们的平安和喜乐和我们每一个人同在。
May the peace and joy you give us all in the season be with us.
愿你进到我们的心中。
May you enter our hearts.
在我们的心中做主做王。
And become the Lord of our hearts.
也愿意未来的这一年当中，我们持续的朝这样子的方向迈进。
May we grow in this direction in the following year.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.